Well, one of the great promoters of cycling in this country, Slats, is a man called Phil Blakes. He's been at the pointy end of the promotion and the marketing of the sport for a long, long time. And I'm glad to say that Phil Bates joins us on the line, but it is unfortunately bad news, I believe, because he is the organiser of the New South Wales Grand Prix of Cycling. G'day, Phil.
Yeah, good morning, Terry.
Now, we have got some bad news here, haven't we?
Yeah, it is disappointing. I've staged the Grand Prix series since 2010 when the government actually asked me to expand the Cronulla Grand Prix, which we started in 2006 to give Cronulla a lot more profile, a better profile than what they received in 2005 with the riots. And from day one, Channel 9 backed us. Michael would well know Steve Crawley, and
yes,
Steve was very, very supportive. And to have an event on Channel 9, we even had it on Channel 9 before the Tour Down Under came into picture. And every year, and unfortunately, the government have not come forth with any funding this year towards it. They used to put in around 30% of the cost. And without that funding, it's just not going to happen. So we'll start targeting towards 2015. But it's quite ironic that I'm speaking to you on Mark Renshaw's birthday, because Mark was one of the stars that have been supportive of the event and raced in the event last year.
Mike Baird, now the Premier, mate, he obviously needs lobbying. Do you see the government about facing a change of heart?
Not for this year. I went through the program last year, and we got a decision on the 5th of November to proceed for an event that was held 3.5 weeks later. And, you know, you need a lot more time to do things than that. And you're getting fantastic support from Sutherland Council, who have been behind this from day one, and they continue to want to support it. Wollongong City Council have been great. The Lord Mayor, the GM, have been 100 miles behind it. They've even restructured their actual course down there in Flagstaff Hill, and it's fantastic. They spent nearly $200,000 in doing that, but it doesn't take much. But, you know, you get people saying, well, why do you need government to support? But government supports so many other sports in such a big way.
Of course.
But in cycling, we just don't seem to... we're losing events, not gaining anything. And at a time when New South Wales sport is going backwards.
Yeah, Phil, that's a strange one, because our cycling team, in such a... Yeah, we talk about soccer being a world sport, but cycling very much a world sport as well. Our cycling team, nothing, but you can't be anything but proud of the way our cyclists wave our flag at international events, world championships, Olympic Games, Commonwealth Games, quite clearly. It's bizarre, isn't it, that they would turn on your sport, so to speak, the government?
Yeah, well, we haven't had the Goulburn to Sydney, which is an iconic event since that started in 1902 for the last couple of years.
Yep.
And we're still working through those issues. To make sure that we have sterile conditions for the race, which means that rolling closure. We're beyond the eight ball a bit. Cycling on a national basis is a $2 billion industry in dollar terms that's being expended. And also just in cycling alone in New South Wales, our racing cyclists are spending around about $75 million a year maintaining their passion. And it's just that you think you would get a little bit back from the GST that governments obviously collect and in support of some events. And at the moment, there's not one event that New South Wales is supporting.
Phil, just my final one is, like, where to from here, and how much do the grassroots get affected by this?
Well, you need events to actually generate the interest. I've been chairman of the World Championships in other states, West Australia. In 1997, I was chairman for the World Track Championships of the organising committee. And I was agog at the fact that West Australia had 7 World Championships 2 years in a running, not just cycling, but across the board, swimming and other events, when we struggled to come to terms. New South Wales have been going backwards in sport for a long time. In 1988, we had 34.2% of the Australian Olympic team in Seoul. At the last Olympics, we only had 23%. So we're a third of the nation's population, but it's just not this government. It's over a period of time that there's just not enough funding for sport by the state government. For many years, they sat on their hands and did very little about it.
Phil, I wish we were chatting under better circumstances. It is a setback. Anything that can promote kids getting out of the house and onto a bike, and then certainly giving them great pathways to represent their country, which cycling in this country has done, we're all behind. Let's hope that the government has a rethink for next year. Thanks, mate, and good luck with it.
Thanks very much. See you, Terry.
See you, Phil. Thank you, mate.
Phil Bates, their organiser of the New South Wales Grand Prix of Cycling. Unfortunately, lack of funding there from the New South Wales government causing a temporary end, let's hope, to that event, but hopefully back next year.